The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
Hi, this is Andrew Nowak, co-creator and co-producer of The Lost City Prince, a magical realist and musical podcast based on Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's novel, The Little Prince. Our show tells the story of Anthony, a cynical young man trapped in a mundane routine of life who works a dead-end sales job at a company called StarTech. Anthony becomes roommates with an eternally optimistic and mysterious interplanetary traveler who teaches him that seeing clearly means looking with the heart. The antithesis to Anthony's dismal outlook, Edward's whimsical perspective leads to his own discovery as to why he left his rose behind on his home planet. This is episode 5 of the series. Anthony and Edward have just had a fight at Anthony's office, and now Anthony and his coworker, Kit, go searching for Edward at the town flower festival, where Edward has been led to believe he will find his rose. This episode features two original songs entitled Rose and Animal. Thanks for listening, and enjoy!
Tame Little Fox presents The Lost City Prince. On Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's novel, The Little Prince. Episode 5.
I can't believe I just got fired.
That was awesome! Down with the corporation!
Why did you walk out? You didn't have to come with me.
Are you kidding? I've wanted to make a dramatic exit since I started working there.
Well, glad I could provide the opportunity. And, thank you for coming. After how I blew up on Edward just now, gotta say I'm a little surprised.
That's okay. You just don't know the secret yet.
What secret?
I hope Edward's okay. This city can be pretty dangerous. Like, he might just be wandering around, but maybe he's been taken captive by seedy lords of the Lost City Underworld, only to ever see the light of day again after a sacrifice has been made at his expense.
Yeah, we gotta find Edward.
Just kidding. There is a good chance he'll be heading to the Universal Flower Festival, though.
That International Flower Convention? Why would he go to that?
Because I made the recommendation earlier today, before he flew off in a fit of impassioned rage.
You know, I didn't think it was possible for Edward to have a fit of impassioned rage.
We're all just animals.
We're never gonna find him if this traffic doesn't let up. Why is there always traffic? Shouldn't you all be at your jobs?
We should be at our jobs.
Don't remind me.
What brought you to Lost City in the first place? You don't really seem like someone who'd want to live in the middle of all these people.
I don't know. There's something about being surrounded by hundreds of people at all times that makes it easy to disappear. Days can just go by and I can keep waking up to be a ghost among ghosts.
A ghost among ghosts? Sounds dope.
Hurry, hurry, hurry! Step right up and get your ticket to the Universal Flower Festival! Flowers from every corner of the world gathered right here! We've got sunflowers, we've got daisies, we've got poppies and tulips and tiger lilies! And boy, do we have roses! Roses like you've never seen! So step right up and get your ticket!
Excuse me, sir? Did you say roses here?
That's right, kid! Roses galore! Roses, lotuses, magnolias, buttercups, you name it and we got it or it doesn't exist! Hell, we got some that don't even exist yet! Genetically modified, don't you know?
I didn't know. Genetically modified flowers? Why?
Why? Because we can! You can be the very first to have in your yard a daffodoppy! Or how about a lilazy?
No, thank you. I'm just looking for Rose.
Ha! Classic choice, sir! You're guaranteed to find what you're looking for here or you won't find it!
But how am I supposed to find anything? There's so many people.
Everything's clearly labeled and organized, just follow the signs, and if you lose your way, just remember the stage is at the very center of the festival.
A stage? That's very useful. Thank you.
You're welcome! Here's your ticket, and enjoy the Universal Flower Festival!
I I have to leave. I know you don't really care about me, but being your knight has been fun, and I'm gonna miss you.
You stupid boy. Of course I care about you. It's my fault you never knew. It doesn't matter. You can have this back. I don't need it anymore.
My scarf. What about the cold?
It isn't that bad. I'm gonna have to learn to get along without you now.
Who will protect you from bugs?
I guess I need to put up with 2 or 3 caterpillars if I want to get to know the butterflies. Apparently, they're very beautiful.
Maybe I'll discover I have royal lineage and I can come back and be your prince.
And maybe I'll think about having you back. I'm sorry I have so many thorns. I have to protect myself somehow. But you've been very sweet, and you've shown me that some things are worth letting in.
Please take care of yourself.
I'll be fine. Don't hang around like this. It's irritating. You made up your mind to leave. Now go.
Goodbye.
Here's your ticket and enjoy the Universal Flower Festival!
Thanks.
That guy gives me the creeps.
This whole carnival vibe gives me the creeps.
Edward.
Edward! Anthony! Kit!
Hey, Edward. Dude, what are you doing on stage?
Impulse!
Edward. Hey, I'm sorry about what I said at the office. I was just scared and stressed, and I lashed out at you, and you didn't deserve that.
Anthony, it's okay. Just get up here and help me.
Help you with what? What are you doing up here?
Hey! You guys aren't supposed to be up there!
We need to play a song to call out to Rose. It's the only way I can reach her.
Edward, I know you're upset, but this doesn't make any sense.
That's what the grown-ups said about your music. I refuse to believe you have become one of those grown-ups.
I don't have a guitar.
The chord modulator of light.
This thing? We don't even know how to turn it on.
Wow. Where did you get that? I've heard of these, but never seen one.
You know what this is?
Kit is an electric genius.
I just know a few things.
How does it work?
This panel flips open, and there's a power switch.
Cool.
Whoa.
Those lights are the strings, and you can pluck them like a guitar.
Wow. Okay.
And I can plug my ribbon synthesizer into this amplifier.
Then we can do this!
But what are we playing?
What's in our heart?
What is that?
Your heart, Anthony, not your head. Let's go!
Lost in a garden of neon and fantasy, and all I can think of is you smiling back at me. Just being selfish, your burden's not mine to bear.
Thank you! I'm looking for Rose, if you're here.
I'm Rose.
I'm Rose, too.
And I'm Rose.
Me, too!
You're all Rose?
Yeah, we're all part of an online community, Rose for Rose.
We share the same name and love for the flower.
There's so many roses. Maybe my rose isn't one of a kind.
That's not true. Ask them a question. Something important to Rose that you know about her.
Rose, how do you feel about caterpillars?
Caterpillars? Like the bug? I don't know. Squishy?
Rose, what are your thoughts on lunch tax?
Taxes should definitely be reduced. I mean, what are they even using them for? Certainly not keeping the roads paved.
Rose, are you free of the sleeping dragon?
Dragons don't exist. Play more music!
Yeah, more music! Encore!
My Rose isn't here.
I could be your Rose.
No, you couldn't. My Rose is more important to me than all of these roses combined. Because she's the one I lent my scarf to when she was cold. Because she's the one I shared caterpillars and butterflies with. Because she's the one I listened to when she boasted or complained, or sometimes when she'd say nothing at all. She shared her fears with me and I couldn't protect her. I wasn't even strong enough to stand by her while she did the suffering.
Edward, it's okay. Let's go.
Kit, why did I leave her? Why can't I remember?
Oh, wow. I don't feel good.
Is that a D-flat?
Why are they here now?
Who?
I'm serious, guys. I feel nauseous. Can we find somewhere to rest a minute?
What are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here now. Go away. I'll come when I'm ready.
This has all been really fun and magical, but you all really have to be moving along now.
We want more music!
Yeah, let them play!
If you all want to hear more, join us on the beach for an impromptu concert!
What?
What's the name of your band?
The Sunset Tamers!
We love you, Sunset Tamers!
I love you, Roses! We love you, Lost City!
What are you doing?
Relax! Just a chill jam session on the beach. No big deal.
You're asking me to go from not playing at all to playing in front of people twice in one day, and that's no big deal?
Anthony, you were awesome. It's gonna be fun.
That carnival barker fellow and his mustache seem to be losing their patience. Let's go.
Fine, let's just get out of here.
You okay, Anthony?
Yeah. I'm feeling better. Just needed some air. You okay, Edward?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
You know, sunset's just in a couple hours.
I'm not sure all the sunsets from all the planets could help me right now.
What was all that hissing stuff about?
Subjects! You have activated the modulator! Congratulations!
Yeah, there was just a switch.
Oh, yes. I knew that. It was all about the journey. Speaking of which, I have picked up a hitchhiker.
Anthony, Kit, you're all here.
You know my name?
Yes. Yes. And I am so sorry. I have been a terrible boss. I was hurt, and I lost sight of what's important. You made me see that.
I did?
Yes, you did. All of you did. Thank you. And I have some exciting news. I've decided to sell the company. The truth is, I've spent so much time putting people down that I forgot what I really loved, which is just the opposite, bringing people up. Starting today, I will be pursuing my real passion of representing artists.
Excuse me?
I know, it may sound crazy. But I used to be a personal assistant to a very powerful talent agent who represented some of the biggest stars. She replaced me after 10 years of my hardest work, and it shattered me. But listen, I'm so sorry for the way I've acted towards you all.
It's okay. We understand.
Yeah, apology accepted.
And now you want to represent artists?
Yes! Actually, I just heard you all playing. I never knew I had such talent under my nose this whole time.
You liked us?
Of course I did! Here's my card. Call me and I'll work for you.
Your name is Dominique?
Yes, Dominique Rand. Oh, cool. I really have been terrible to have employees who don't even know my name.
Is that a 1986 Gershwin Roadster Turbo? Fully integrated synthesizer and amplifier wired into the mechanical melody drive?
Yes, it is! You sure know your musical vehicle.
This thing was banned because it runs off music. It threatened to put the fossil fuel industry out of business. I heard they were all bought and destroyed.
Oh, but this bad boy. It's nice to hear someone with such a refined taste for technology.
What are the two of you doing out here together?
I rescued this fair maiden running distressed through the streets.
More like I was running to find you all and came across this musical monstrosity broken down on the road.
I say, ma'am, this is vintage.
I'm not complaining. Once we realized we had mutual acquaintances, Mr. Royalty here was very helpful in offering a ride out here.
It is part of my royal duty.
How did you know where we were?
I am the king! I know these things.
We need to head to the beach before we lose our captive audience.
Oh, right.
Oh, no.
Everyone, into the music-mobile! We shall get there in style! And you can play this show through the amplifier.
It's been so long since I've stayed the night on the beach like this.
You used to?
Yeah, when I was in college, I had some friends and we'd stay out on the beach all night like this sometimes.
Why not anymore?
Maybe they still do. Guess I just stopped showing up.
You ever miss them?
I don't think so. You ever have friends that make you feel lonelier than being alone?
I used to. Then I started looking for friends I don't have to hide from.
Yeah, but it must be easy for you, though. I mean, you're so cool and sure of yourself.
It's not easy for me, Anthony. And I'm sorry that it looks that way. It's hard for everyone. We've all got our own claws and thorns and toxins.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right.
Thanks for thinking I'm cool, though.
Hey, anytime. What will you do now, now that you don't have a job?
I don't know. Making music, I guess. Until I find another terrible job.
How long have you been a musician?
I don't know that I'm a musician. I've just always liked playing with sounds.
Well, that sounds like a musician.
Maybe. What about you? What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Find another office job somewhere.
Will you keep playing music?
I don't know. I'm too old, too far behind.
You're never too old. You can always learn and understand more. And all of your experience will help you if you let it.
Just don't think I'm strong enough.
You have to get out of your own way.
It's freezing!
Edward's not in his own way.
He is. You just don't see it. Edward, you okay?
I have to leave tomorrow.
Where?
I need to get back to Rose.
You're leaving.
I told you, I don't have much time.
I understand. I'm going to be sad.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to make you sad, but you insisted I tame you.
I know.
But now you're going to be sad.
Of course I'll be sad.
Then you get nothing out of it. This was all bad and sad.
That's not true. I get something.
What?
The ultimate secret.
What's the ultimate secret?
It's simple. Close your eyes.
Okay.
What do you see?
Nothing.
Perfect. To see what's important, you have to block out everything that isn't.
But now I can't see anything. Is nothing important?
You're still trying to look with your eyes. One sees clearly only with the heart. Anything essential is invisible to the eyes.
Anything essential is invisible to the eyes.
It's the time we've spent together.
Our time together has given us meaning.
People have forgotten this truth, but you can't forget it. You become responsible forever for what you've tamed.
I'm gonna really miss you, Kit.
Me too, Captain. What are you gonna tell Anthony?
The Lost City Prince is a production of Tame Little Fox. The show was created by Jeff Harlow and Andrew Nowak and is inspired by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's novel, The Little Prince. This episode was written, directed, and produced by Jeff Harlow and Andrew Nowak. Associate producers Emily McElprang, Mike Nowak, and Carol Nowak. Original score by Haley Brownell. Additional music by Jeff Harlow, Haley Brownell, and Adam Allison. Cello by Niall Taro. Sound design and production by Adam Allison. Graphic design by Anna Laurie. In this episode, you heard the voices of Andrew Nowak as Anthony, Jeff Harlow as Edward, Haley Brownell as Kit, Kelly Baskin as Rose, Maura Vincent as Boss Lady, Joshua Manning as King, and Brigham Snow as the announcer. Additional voices for The Roses provided by Lauren Shippen, Ashley Anderson, Emily Ravicksky, and Cara Beth Sandoval. Join us next week for the final episode. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast in your preferred podcast app. Follow us on social media at Lost City Prince.